ABC Radio Australia.
Well, tomorrow is Samoa's election, but many young Samoans in Australia are upset they will not be able to exercise their right to vote. Last year, Prime Minister Tuilepa ruled out introducing voting for overseas citizens, even though many people have been shut out of the country because of COVID-19 border closures. But as Jordan Fennell discovered, while they can't cast their ballots, the uni students she spoke to are ready for a change in government.
Samoa's Prime Minister Tuilepa Salele has been in power for 22 years, which is longer than the number of years Samoan University student Francine Elisaya has been alive.
Because I know for most of Samoa's history, HRPP have been the leading political party. I think it's good that there's another rising party to contest the already existing parties that have a lot of support already.
The 19-year-old is currently studying at Australia's Monash University in Melbourne, and under Samoa's electoral rules, she's too young to vote because the voting age is 21.
I think that if I do enough research, I would be able to vote. Like, what I would have to say, in my opinion, would matter. I don't have to be 2 years older in order for my opinion to matter.
But even if she was the legal age, living in Australia means Francine still wouldn't be able to have her say in the election anyway because of overseas voting laws. Samoa does not accept absentee votes. You have to be in the country to physically cast a ballot. Francine's university friend, Romario Posse, who is Samoan and is 21 years old, says that this needs to change.
So I think they should really like upgrade and really like add transition to like being online as well. But I think it's something that they should really look to developing, because there are a lot of like international students, and especially they should have looked into it more, knowing that during COVID, a lot of people are stuck overseas.
Samoan Stacey Lay-Sam, who's also at Monash, agrees.
I mean, there's so many Samoans that are citizens of Samoa and then they live overseas as well that would definitely want to actually vote and be a part of the elections, because obviously that's our home country and we are obviously the citizens and we want to be a part of that decision.
This year's election, though, has a buzz about it because it's the first time in a while that there's been a significant challenger to the ruling Human Rights Protection Party. The Fa'atuatua Ele Atua Samoa Uatasi Party, or the FAST Party, has gained a really strong following, especially amongst Samoa's diaspora. Romario Posse says he's seen support for the new party take off in Australia.
Being here in Australia, being stuck here, I was able to see, like, I've seen a lot of FAST supporters overseas. From my perspective, I feel like a lot of the overseas people support FAST more than HRPP.
In Australia, the FAST party has been using social media as part of its strategy to reach supporters, with more than 3,000 likes on its Australian supporters' Facebook page. That approach appears to be in stark contrast to the ruling HRPP, which created a private Facebook page for Australian supporters late last year, but only has about 100 members. Romario says that if he had the chance to vote, he would be casting a ballot for the FAST party.
I want to see the change. I want to see if there would be change, because we've had the same, you know, same leader, same party. I think ever since I was born, it's been the same thing. So, yeah, I just want to see something different.
At the head of the FAST party is Samoa's former Deputy Prime Minister, Fiamme Naomi Matafa, who's one of 21 female candidates running, the largest number ever to stand in a Samoan election. Some of these women are guaranteed to get in because the country has reserved seats for women. A 10% quota was used for the first time in the last election in 2016, when four women were elected individually on their own, while a fifth made it to Parliament because of this quota. But university student Francine Elisaya says she'd like to see more than that. She wants to see a female prime minister take charge.
There's going to be a female in the highest political position in Samoa, which I think would be so empowering and inspirational for a lot of the young women in Samoa.
Alongside wanting to see more women in Parliament, all three Samoan university students want young people to be better represented in their politics. Stacey Lissam says there is a generational gap between the voters and the people making the country's laws.
The way that they see things, it's very different from younger people's perspectives and views on different matters. They're a lot more traditional, I would say.
And young people do seem to be getting more engaged in politics. Samoa's electoral commissioner says the number of new voters registering for this week's poll has almost tripled compared with 5 years ago. Stacey says that she hopes that shift might lead to a change of leadership, which might make more space for young people's voices in the future.
We are the younger generation, and it is going to be us that is making the big decisions eventually when we grow up in the development of Samoa.
That was Monash University student Stacey Lissam speaking there.